Security forces in Madagascar have fired rubber bullets and tear gas to disperse the latest youth-led protest, following 2 weeks of anti-government demonstrations that have shaken the Indian Ocean island. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. At least 1,000 protesters marched through the capital, Antananarivo, on Thursday, some throwing objects at security personnel. Police reportedly charged at protesters with armored vehicles and made numerous arrests, according to AFP. The demonstrations are led by Gen Z MADA, a youth movement demanding President Andry Rajoelina's resignation. The group rejected his invitation to talks this week, saying they would not negotiate with a government that continues to repress them. The protests began on the 25th of September amid widespread anger over crippling power and water shortages, but have since broadened into a national outcry against corruption, unemployment, and the rising cost of living. Rajoelina held a town hall meeting at his palace on Wednesday with government supporters, promising to resign within a year if he fails to fix the power crisis. "I swear that if power cuts persist in the capital within a year, I will resign," he said, pledging to add 265 megawatts to the national grid. The president, who rose to power in 2009 after leading mass protests that toppled his predecessor, said he wants to listen more and believes dialogue, not demonstrations, is the way forward. But Gen Z MADA has called for a nationwide strike, declaring that the Malagasy people do not submit. The group has dismissed Rajoelina's recent reshuffle, which saw him dissolve his cabinet and appoint an army general as prime minister. Although tensions remain high, daily life in much of Antananarivo continues, with unrest concentrated in a few neighborhoods under heavy police surveillance. At least 22 people have been killed and dozens injured since the protests began, according to the United Nations, figures the authorities have disputed. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.